May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn 386. Weary of earth, myself and sin, dear Jesus, set me free, and to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. Hymn 386.
Oh, mercy it will be to have such a longing as that in our poor souls, ready to forsake all things here below, and that we might be ready to be with him. Psalm 32 and Psalm 144. First reading together, Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee, unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labour, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. May the Lord bless those two readings of his word of truth to us and help us to seek his face in prayer. O Lord, we come before thee once more in thy house of prayer unto this evening sacrifice of worship, praise and prayer. Do prepare us to approach unto thee, Lord, who art holy, just and true, and no unrighteousness is in thee. Oh, how can a sinner approach a holy and a righteous God? Through the merits, our only plea, the merits of thine only dearly beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And, O Lord, we thank thee that thou dost hear us through him, for thou dost behold us through him, as we stand whole and complete in and through his finished work at Calvary. We do thank thee, Lord, once more for our attendance upon the means of grace this evening hour. We pray once more for thy presence with us, Lord. May we know it, may we experience it, may we be blessed by it. Oh, may, Lord, our visit here be of full purpose and grace in thy hand, Lord, that thou wilt come, do something for us, Lord, lift us up above these inferior things here below, lift us up above ourselves, Lord, that our poor hearts from all its giddiness and its sad wanderings from thee, Lord, even as we are found in the pews of thy house. O Lord, thou knowest how often we come before thee, Lord, and tell thee, Lord, that we cannot keep thee in our minds, Lord, and we are brought to know the truth again, Lord, what thou didst say to thy disciples and also unto us, Lord, that without me ye can do nothing, oh, and we feel it to be so, Lord. Oh, but what a mercy it is to come to that place, Lord, to feel our nothingness, to feel our emptiness, but oh, to apply to thee that thou wouldest come to be that one, a fullness to us, to bring us near to thyself, Lord, that we might feel, Lord, a closer union and a fellowship with thee, that thou wouldest draw each one of us by the cords of thy love into the blessedness of worship. Oh, may thy fear be in our hearts, Lord, that fear worked by love. And oh, may we know, Lord, we pray thee, some blessed token for good for our souls this evening hour, Lord. Oh, may we not be found as those, Lord, that come in and out continually, Lord, and oh, seemeth that there be nothing for our poor souls, Lord, O leave us not to be like the door upon its hinges, Lord, but oh, if thou wouldest be pleased to draw near to us, Lord, and bless us, Lord, fill us with thy goodness. The newborn babe desireth the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. O Lord, do help us to learn and to know of thee. Help us to wait upon thee this evening hour. Lord, let it not be a wasted hour, Lord. Oh, but Lord, that we might be profited, or that we might gain, Lord, in our souls some handfuls of purpose to do us good, Lord. We pray thee, and we are all differing, Lord, in our needs, Lord, this evening hour. And we do pray and believe, Lord, that as we have entered into thy house of prayer, that we have come, Lord, with some burden, some concern, some inquiry, a seeking frame of heart and mind. Well, we do pray, Lord, that we have entered in with these things in our souls, but oh, Lord, to tell thee of them, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest hear, Lord, each of our prayers offered up unto thee, Lord. And oh, may they be those prayers of faith, that truly waiting upon thee, Lord, that thou wilt come, Lord, in that time appointed, and Lord, to favour Zion. We pray thee, O Lord, do help us still, Lord, to hold on, we pray thee, and oh, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to show some blessing and mercy to our souls this evening hour. And oh, may a precious Christ be revealed, so that we shall be enabled, Lord, as we are enabled to conclude our service unto you, therefore, which believe is precious. Oh, we want thee, Lord, to be made precious to our souls. We do believe, Lord, that thou art precious unto the souls of many in the Gospels during the period of thy ministry here below. Oh, how many, Lord, truly were those who were blessed, Lord, under thy word, Lord. And we think of the publicans and the sinners and the harlots, Lord, and oh, the solemn truth, Lord, that this man eateth and receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Oh, the blessed and glorious truth, Lord. And we do believe that they were the truly blessed ones, Lord, because the righteous, Lord, or they are those, Lord, that go forth and stand, Lord, in their own righteousness and in their own works, and they need not a physician. Oh, but the sick need a physician. And Lord, the sick came to thee. Oh Lord, what a mercy it would be if we have a chapel full of sick folk, Lord, brought, Lord, to feel the inward and solemn truth of the working of a fallen carnal nature, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest, Lord, draw each poor soul to thee, Lord, as the publicans and the harlots came, as they were affected by the preaching of thy word, shown their sinnership, oh, but applied for mercy, that mercy that flowed through thy precious sin atoning blood. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that there may be, Lord, a house filled with returning prodigals. We pray thee, Lord. And oh, we do believe, Lord, that the Father knew that the prodigal would return. The ring of love was waiting, the shoes, and the cloak and the garments, Lord, Oh, we do pray, Lord, that there may be returning prodigals here this evening hour, seeking to know their portion with Thee, seeking to know their peace and pardon through Thy precious sin-atoning blood. Oh, so do come, Lord, in Thy rich mercy, and pray, Lord, that Thou wilt then undertake our cause and interest as we seek to journey on, Lord, to be with us in all our path here below, Lord, and that Thou wouldest be pleased to go before us in the way, to lead us, to direct us, Lord, even as the shepherd going before the sheep, Lord. Oh, lead, Lord, Thy poor sheep, Lord, through this barren wilderness here below, but into pastures fresh and green. And oh, that we might know those times of refreshing and renewing under Thy gospel grace. And oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that we may receive at Thy gracious hand some living token, Lord, of Thine especial love this evening hour. Oh, that we may be enabled again to rejoice in Thy salvation, to praise and to bless Thy name for the wonders of Thy grace, that Thou hast revealed and shown Thyself unto us sinners, oh, the guilty ones, the ruined ones, those indeed who believe themselves to be the chief of sinners, and yet, Lord, blessed, even as Thy servant Paul was blessed, and with grace in his heart. So, Lord, we do pray, draw near to us each. Be with us, Lord, in our homes and in our families, Lord. We pray for our young friends and children and babes in arms that gather with us, Lord. We prayerfully commit them unto Thee, Lord. And oh, may they know, Lord, what it is as they draw near in the means of grace that Thou wouldest use, Lord, and the times and the seasons of their visitation here, Lord, to lead them gently on, Lord, that they might be in Thy hands, Lord, under Thy providential care and keeping and watchful eye. Because, Lord, oh, we do pray that Thou hast a purpose of grace unto them, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, use the means, Lord, to bring them gently on. And though, Lord, Thy work of grace is silent, Lord, and yet it is a work secret, and, Lord, from heaven begun. And we do pray, Lord, oh, that there may be those, Lord, brought, Lord Jesus, ultimately to a saving knowledge of Thyself. We prayerfully commit each and every one to Thee, Lord, that Thy mercy may indeed be known and felt in Thy saving grace. And so, Lord, be with us then, our homes, Lord. Hear us in our prayers and petitions, particularly the morning and the evening sacrifices, Lord, and where we begin each day with Thee, seeking, Lord, Thy mercy, and seeking, Lord, that Thou wilt go before us and direct us in all our path, seeking, Lord, that Thou wouldest put a wall of fire round about us, be the glory in the midst, to preserve us and to keep us, to be a shield unto us, Lord. And oh, the shield of love, the shield of grace, the shield of faith. Oh, we do pray for it, Lord, as we rise up each morning, but help us also as we come to the close of a day to thank Thee for Thy faithfulness and all that Thou hast done for us, Lord. We feel, Lord, to be so unworthy, Lord, that we should be the recipients for such care and keeping and preservation. But we thank thee, Lord, for thy word, and thy word is an unalterable word, immutable, Lord, that thou hast said concerning thy poor people here below, that the very hairs of your head are all numbered, or intimately and acquainted with us. Oh, so much so, Lord, that there isn't anything that thou dost not know about us, Lord. And we thank thee, Lord, for that. Oh, what love then, Lord, that thou dost show to thy people, what care and keeping, and that they are indeed in the hands of the shepherd, and that thou wilt bear them up, thou wilt carry them and bring them through their course, and ultimately deliver them, Lord Jesus, when they shall come to the end of their days, delivered. And that, Lord, is our mercy. Be with thy people that gather here, Lord, then, week by week. And do help, Lord, the deacons in the church and the ministry, Lord, and the preaching of the gospel and everything concerned with the administration and the work of this place. Lord, we commit them, Lord, into the hands of thy servants here. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be truly a spiritual prosperity in all things. Pardon then our every sin. Deliver and save us from ourselves, from our own hearts by nature. Keep and preserve us in thy love and fear. Now, Lord, we turn to thy word again. Show thy servant what to say, Lord. Lead him into thy truth. Teach him by thy Spirit. Open the hearts of thy people here to hear and to receive thy word. And we do pray, Lord, that thy name shall indeed have all the glory and all the praise. We ask these mercies, and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 155. The fountain of Christ, assist me to sing. The blood of our priest, our crucified King, which perfectly cleanses from sin and from filth, and richly dispenses salvation and health. Hymn 155.
Hymn 808.
praying that the Lord will give me some words to say in respect of Psalm 144 and verse 15. Psalm 144 and the last verse. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Well, it's a word that I have quoted from time to time, but never preached from it until now. But there are, we do believe, so many precious truths that are in this word. David begins this psalm. He is praising God. His God was all his goodness, his fortress, his high tower, his deliverer, his shield, his trust. Could we want anything more, dear friends, than this? That's what his Lord God was unto David. And oh, what a mercy it is if these things belong to us. David is praising the Lord his God for these mercies. And I pray that each one of us here will be able also to praise the Lord our God for these blessings that belong to the Lord's dear people. And then also David seeking that the Lord in verse 5 would bow the heavens. He had enemies, dear friends, those that rose up against him. And so the Lord's people have got enemies today. World, flesh and devil, spiritual enemies, dear friend, seeking the overthrow of our faith. Oh, that is true, dear friends. Oh, but the Lord that would rise up, dear friends, on the side of his people. And he will, you see, he will. None of his dear people will ever be lost or be forsaken. No. And then also the blessings that David is here seeking and desiring for the Lord's dear people. And that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, our daughters may be as cornerstones, the garners may be full. Well, there is a spirituality in this, dear friends. I know that there were those things in Providence here, but oh, the spirituality of these things, dear friends, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. Plants grown up, dear. You know, the Lord's dear people are plants of righteousness. Oh, yes. They are those whom the Lord has truly come to and raised them up as plants of righteousness. Yes, this is the mercy. And we pray that the Lord would raise up sons and daughters here in the Lord's house and in this district, you see. Sons and daughters in righteousness. And then also that our garners may be full. You know, the garners were the store place for the grain and so forth, the fruit of the land. Well, today they don't call them garners as such. They might be barns or storehouses today. Oh, but dear friends, we want something out of the storehouse of the gospel, don't we? We want something for our poor souls to feast upon. Something in Jesus. We want something from him. Oh, if we're in lively exercise in our faith, a desire and a love for his word, that is what we want, dear friends. And we want these blessings revealed to us and shown to us, blessed to our souls. Well, may we know the blessing, dear friends, as we gather together in his name. And so David, beholding the happy state here of such a people that have these things, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Well, this word happy means truly a happiness, dear friends, that lies above all happiness. You know, we may be quite content and we may be quite satisfied in our little lot here below. We might be contented in the providential things that the Lord has given to us. I was, and really much to be thankful for. The Lord going before me and leading me in that way and another way, and those things that concern me in my home and my occupation, happiness, yes, wife and children, business and so forth, and there is a general contentment, isn't there? With our path, with our way here below. We could rejoice in those things. I know that I did. And I continued many years in them. But a contentment. And the worldly. Oh, yes. They may prosper. They may have wealth. They may be well off, you see, and content with things, dear friends, in respect of their lives and how they get on. And things seem to be looking up, as you might say, a sort of prosperity. I know that there are the poor of the earth, and very poor, but I'm speaking of those that may abide in a certain happiness. It might be in what we're pursuing in our way and path here below, and we may see the Lord's hand in it and thank him, in which we should. I was content and happy in respect of my little lot. And how that the Lord led me. But dear friends, there was a happiness above this that was needed, and I was ignorant of it. What was I brought to see? I was brought to see, dear friends, this, that the happiness, the joy, yes, and the certain prosperity, the way that I got on, I saw this. It was only temporal. Oh, it was only for a little while. That is what I saw. Only for a moment. It wasn't lasting. And I was brought to know this, that my soul was destitute of true joy and happiness and blessing. And it's when the Lord began to show me my need as a sinner. You know, that rich ruler, I'll turn to it, that rich ruler that came to Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus spake to him in respect of the law. He said, thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour thy father and thy mother. That should be so, shouldn't it? And he said, well, all these have I kept from my youth. Well, that man must have been quite content, yes. Proud, we might say. But then this word Jesus said to him, yet lackest thou one thing. One thing he lacked. Sell all that thou hast, distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. That man would have been the happiest man on the earth, dear friends. He would. But he didn't. He didn't. He held to his present things, and they were only temporal. He was only going to have them for a little while. And he passed by this treasure in heaven, even Jesus. See where we are by nature, dear friends. We need almighty power to lift us up above ourselves. We need his spirit and grace to show to us that really and truly, if we continue here below, in the state and condition that we are, and in the state and condition that I was in, really, I was in a miserable state and condition, an awful state and condition, is the truth. There's something else, isn't there? Something else. Something else must be shown to us. Something else must be revealed. Then we will understand that what we have and what we possess, yes, the Lord may have provided, but they're only for a moment, dear friends. Just as long as we are here upon the earth. We want something, dear friends, that will take us above this earthly scene, above the veil. That is what we want. We will never be happy, dear friends, never be blessed. That is what this word in our text means. Happy, happiness, being a blessed man and woman. We will never be happy, dear friends. It's not in the temporals that we have and that what we possess, dear friends. It's in the things that are not seen, that are spiritual and eternal. And those things are lasting and abiding forever. Well, I seeking to open up this word, then it was from a word in Proverbs chapter 3, where we are shown the blessedness of wisdom. And we know that Jesus said, and I, wisdom. And it is true, dwelt with prudence. Proverbs chapter 3. And we have the truth and the blessing. Happy is that man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. We may have, yes, great knowledge and intellect, so-called natural wisdom, skills and abilities that will help us in our vocation and in our course here below. The Lord has blessed them to us. But, dear friends, this is something most needful and essential here. Happy is that man that findeth wisdom. Findeth with this wisdom is Jesus. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. And this is the wisdom that we need to know, dear friends. And it says here, happy is that man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. It's that one that will be brought to seek and to find. Notice this blessing here. Happy is the man that findeth. He's a seeking man. And he's seeking to find that pearl of great price, dear friends. Jesus, this is the wisdom. And the man that getteth understanding. It's having Jesus in possession in our poor souls. A knowledge of him. A knowledge of the salvation that he wrought out for sinners. Blessed is the man. Blessed, meaning happy, is the man that knows the joyful sound. What is the joyful sound? It's the good news that the gospel holds for poor, needy sinners. Now then, we will be brought here, dear friends, a poor, needy sinner. We will be brought to be poor. The Lord, the Spirit, dear friends, in his salvation, when he will come to each and every one whom his heavenly Father gave to him. And I go to a word in respect of that in Psalm 65. Blessed is the man, or happy is the man, whom thou choosest. Let us have an interest in this word, dear friends. Let it be a word laid upon our hearts, dear friends. Happy is the man whom thou choosest. Were we those, our names being recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life before time began, those whom God loved with an everlasting love, those whom he gave to Jesus in covenant, that Jesus should become our covenantee? Is that what we're seeking for, dear friends? Divine, sovereign election. God's choice of some from lost mankind. And they were all born in sin, shapen in iniquity, come forth from the womb speaking lies. When it says shapen in iniquity, it means they were formed in iniquity. And that's where we came forth, dear friends, into this world, formed with sin about us. But blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Some from lost mankind. What a mercy if the Lord, the Holy Spirit, was teaching us and showing to us our lost and ruined state and condition by nature. I know, dear friends, when the Lord began with me and showed me my awful state by nature, it laid me low. I was brought to be a mourner, mourning over my sins, yes, with a godly sorrow. And you know, in a moment of time, when the Lord appeared, and through his Spirit charged my sins upon my conscience. It's in a moment of time that my poor heart went to all the manner of my past life, and not everything, but in general. Those very things, dear friends, where I had offended against a holy and a righteous God. In measure, the Lord will reveal and show this to us. The Lord Jesus never hid sin, dear friends. No. It was never concealed. It was hidden in us. But Jesus knew about it. And dear friends, it is only the Holy Spirit that will bring it to the light of day. Sin. I just think of that word in Hosea, in the 14th of Hosea, in the 13th of Hosea, it says, the iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. And that is where we are by nature. Our sin is hidden. It's hidden from us. It will not affect us. It will not trouble us. It will not bring us into trial. It will not bring us into prayer. It is hid. Just like having money in the pocket. It's there, but you can't see it. It's hid. And it's only when you take it out of the pocket that you will see it. And it's only as the Holy Spirit will take of our sins and reveal it to us. Then, dear friends, that sin will be laid open and bare before us. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest as the Lord put an inquiry into thy soul, as he troubled thy soul. He that hath begun a good work in you, and to charge our sins upon our consciences, how can it be a good work? Why, dear friend, salvation is in it. It is a good work. It doesn't come to all. It will come to the election of grace. We read together in Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression, or happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. This man is blessed, he is happy, he has become righteous as he stands forth in the righteousness of Jesus. David understood and knew this truth, and through the Spirit of the Lord, it is here inserted in the book of Psalms. But this is a word, dear friends, to all, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Blessed, happy is that man. And we will never be happy until we know this truth, never. We will never be blessed. Because this, dear friends, is the greatest blessing that can come into the life of any man or woman. Jesus revealing himself in his salvation, his sufferings and his death at Calvary, suffering in the room instead of sinners, This is where this guilty one will be drawn. The way has been worked out in covenant before time began, that all the elect ones shall be drawn to Jesus and his cross, and I, if I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men unto me. Blessed is this man, dear friends, that is drawn unto Jesus. Well, his heavenly Father gave them all unto Jesus before time began, and Jesus will gather them in so that not one shall be lost, not one shall perish. Is this a hope for thy poor soul, dear friends? Are you seeking? Where does this seeker look? You see, seeking, a seeking soul. If the Lord has begun that good work, then, dear friends, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, what else follows, and causest to approach unto thee. It's the work of grace, that, isn't it? That causing to approach unto thee. It's bringing the sinner to God, dear friends, through the merits and the person of Jesus. Yes. Blessed is that man and blessed is that woman whose sins are pardoned. Paul quoted this word to the church at Rome in chapter 4 of the Romans. He took that word and quoted it, dear friends, showing the blessedness of that person whose sins are pardoned and forgiven, and they are blessed. There is no greater blessing to any poor sinner upon the face of this earth to know that their sins are pardoned. No. We've been singing together of that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Dear friends, that fountain will be open till the end of time. It will close up at some time, dear friends. But what a mercy, dear friends, if we are drawn into that fountain and to know the sweetness of pardon and forgiveness through the infinite and precious blood of Jesus that cleanseth and healeth from all sin and all defilement. No, I couldn't rejoice, dear friends, until I know the blessedness of that sweetness of pardon and forgiveness. It showed to me that God sent his dearly beloved Son into this world just for me. Just for me. Yes. It's so personal, real religion, isn't it? Sent him just where I was, to find me, to seek me out, to bless me. And then I think of that hymn 101. It's a quaint hymn that is shown to us by Berridge. But in the last, well, I'll read the last two verses. The law thy feet will not enlarge, nor give thy conscience rest, till thou canst find a full discharge locked up within thy breast. Dear friends, do we want to know the discharge of all our sins imputed upon Jesus? Yes, that they should never be held against us. Never. And see the sins of your wretched life. The sight of this will melt thy heart and make thy eyes run o'er. A happy pardoned child thou art, and heaven is at thy door. Oh, dear friends, that's grace, isn't it? You know, as soon as our sins are pardoned, heaven is at thy door. That's the token. And that is why I say, dear friends, we may have a happiness and a contentment here below, but it's temporal. It's only for a little while. We've got to give it all up, dear friends. We do not know when the Lord will take us. But heaven is at thy door. Heaven and glory. He will guide me with his counsel. And then what, dear friends? He will give us glory. This is the blessing that belongs to us. And then I just thought of that word in Deuteronomy 33. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord? There is no people like God's people, dear friends. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Eh? Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Reconciled to God the Father. Blessed union, dear friends. That God is our Father which art in heaven. God. O people saved by the Lord. And dear friends, it is a full and free salvation. Free love and mercy in Jesus. God's sovereign choice of some from lost mankind. Jesus will gather all of them in. All the lost sheep that have gone astray, they will all be gathered into the fold of God's grace. Oh, they will all be gathered in. Have we got an interest in these things, dear friends, for our poor souls? Oh, may the Lord work it in us. There is another word as well in respect of these that now enjoy the blessedness of this peace and pardon from all their sins and iniquities. And it is in that Psalm 128, I think, the first verses, if I remember. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Dear friends, if the Lord has drawn thee to himself and showed to thee peace and pardon to thy soul, then take up thy cross and follow him. Follow him and his ordinances. Yes. Show the great love that he had towards thee. Show it. Follow him. Let us not be ashamed of him who came to suffer so greatly for our sins and iniquities. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Dear friends, I do pray that we may have an interest in our peace and pardon through his blood. And then to speak of that name before men and to follow in the ordinances of his house, in his ways. It's Jesus' way. Baptism is Jesus' way. He gave the approval of heaven to it when John baptized him. You see, he didn't need baptizing. He wasn't a sinner. But he was giving the full approval of heaven to baptism. And oh, dear friends, to follow him. If the Lord has done anything for thy soul, if he has pardoned thee, if thou art a pardoned sinner, then, dear friends, do not fall back in unbelief. No. Follow the Lord. And then, dear friends, there is another truth, and I think it's in the next. Maybe in Psalm 146. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. You know, if we take up with Christ, dear friends, we will need his help all our journey through. Blessed is that man. Blessed is that people that is in such a case. We will need his gracious help to bring us through our course. We will still feel the solemn truth of our sins and iniquities. But what a mercy it is that he hath laid help upon one that is mighty. You see, these that have been blessed now, dear friends, they've been weaned from their own strength. They've been brought to nothing. They call them poor Jacobs now. They're poor worms of the earth. That is what they are. Don't be ashamed of the name, dear friends. Worm Jacob. No, don't be ashamed of it. The Lord will be all our help here below. And this help is in the Lord Jesus. And we shall need it all our journey through. May we be drawn to him and for his help, his helping hand. Paul understood that help, having obtained help of God. I continue to this day, both in providential and spiritual things, help of God. Oh, we shall need his help to bring us through our course. Yes, he is our helper, dear friends. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. And then also the gospel that is a joyful sound. What is the blessing that follows that truth? It's this: blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. You see, this is the happiness. This is the joy. And this is what we want, dear friends. It's above everything here below. Yes. Happiness, thy lovely name. Where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. Learning, pleasure, joy, and fame all cry out, it is not here. No, it is not here, dear friends. This is not our rest. It is polluted. It is only in the gospel of Jesus, in his gracious promises towards his people. This is our rest. And I believe there's another hymn that Oh, the happiness arising from the life of grace within, when the soul is realizing conquests over hell and sin, happy moments, heavenly joys on earth begin. That is when the joys begin, dear friends. The joy of heaven. The joy of the gospel. The joy of being one with the Lord. The joy of being under the tender care of a heavenly Father. The joy of having a shepherd to keep the sheep. The joy of prophet, priest, and king to reign over us, to rule for us, to manage for us. This is joy, now in the hands of the Lord. This is the blessing. This is the mercy. Whose God? Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And then, dear friends, it doesn't end there, does it? No, it doesn't end here below. We're journeying and we're journeying to an end. And this end is in our God, in Jesus. He has prepared a place for his people. And dear friends, we're coming, we're journeying. We do not know when we shall come there, but it's only a moment of time, really. But what God has done and prepared for thy soul in Jesus, That is the blessing now. It isn't the temporal things. No, that poor rich man, you know, oh, he was a poor man really. Might have had something of his in possession, you know. But that treasure in heaven, dear friends, oh, he passed it by. And yet Zacchaeus in the next chapter, he was a rich man and he was ready then to give it all up. Why? Because he had found salvation in Jesus. Oh, he'd become rich in faith and rich in love and rich in the pardon and forgiveness of all his sins. Oh, he was rich temporally, dear friends. Oh, but he was rich now spiritually, which is the greater blessing, isn't it? Yes, that is the blessing. And so then this truth, happy is that people that is in such a case. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. It's a full and a free salvation for sinners, dear friends. And let us seek for this salvation. Let it be that one thing needful for our poor souls. You know, I can preach like this, dear friends, because I went on and continued, dear friends, indifferent and unconcerned, really to great neglect of my never-dying immortal soul, the most important part that we possess, dear friends. We have a never-dying immortal soul, and it must live on forever. And we spoke of eternity, or mentioned it, I believe, this morning. It is before us. And in a moment of time we shall be there, dear friends. Oh, but shall we be those whom Jesus terms blessed are those, dear friends. Oh, if I can just find it. It seems to connect with our text, this blessedness that belongs to the Lord's dear people. I believe it's in Matthew 25. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. Oh, dear friends, what a wonderful word that is. And it's going to come to pass. Jesus has spoken a word that's going to be fulfilled ultimately, you see. And it will be fulfilled. Oh, to be to the right hand, dear friend, is the mercy. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Oh, in the covenant of grace, oh, it was all fixed, dear friends. And you know, the covenant of grace was steadfast with Jesus. Oh, it was. Oh, he gave the church to Jesus. Nothing will alter in that. Nothing will change. Everyone will come to heaven. And it will be a glory, dear friends, to get there. You know, I felt so bowed down with sin a few weeks ago, dear friends. And I said to the Lord, however can my poor soul get to heaven? That is what I said. So bowed down with sin. Oh, but dear friends, nothing can change what Jesus has done, can it? Nothing can change. David understood it, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Dear friends, that is all my hope. And this is the blessing that belongs to us, whose hope is in the Lord his God. It's a hope of heaven, dear friends. And it's a hope, dear friends, that is firm and sure that we shall come to that happy and glorious place. Christ is our forerunner who hath for us entered. And this hope, dear friends, is an anchor to our poor soul that we shall come there. Oh, happy is that people that is in such a case. Happy, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen.
the collections last Lord's Day were £1,188 for the Christian Institute, and for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Pont will preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 948. What is this world to me? This world is not my home, a scene of pain, of grief and woe. When will my Saviour come? Hymn 948.
But appear unto each one of us, then, O Lord, we would praise and bless thy name for ever. So do come in thy rich mercy, take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us now as we seek to remember thee in the blessing of thy sufferings and death. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.